This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short 3-question survey.
Resolution Line for Best Buy Home Delivery. My name is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, Lisa. My name is Natasha. I have an external number for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be 7361-1795.
I don't want you to think I'm crazy because I'm over here laughing.
No, you're okay.
I got a little miniature schnauzer.
Oh, I want a puppy so bad.
Oh, my goodness. And they're very relentless dogs. When they want something, they want it. So earlier today for lunch, I had some rib tips. And he knows that the bowl is on top of this table. And it's some bags in front of the girl. If you see him, like, I'm going to get them ribs.
Well, I had my dog, he passed away in June of this year. I'd have had him since I was in the 10th grade, and I'm 30. I mean, 12th grade, and I'm 30 years old, so he was old.
Oh, my God. He had love. That's what they say, the more love they have, the more longer they live.
Yes, I love, and I still miss him sometimes. I still cry.
I know. He's like family members.
Yes. I remember I went to Burger King one day, and I was just getting off of work. I had laid my food on the bed, but it was still in the bag. I came back. The whole burger was gone. Everything was gone except the pickle and the onions.
He'd
have picked it off.
Girl,
I said, you smart. They smart.
Girl, you see my dog, girl. He keep walking, circling around these bags because I got some. I have folded up my clothes in these laundry bags. And, girl, he just keep, because he can smell it in the air. Girl, you see him. He's trying to stand on the bag. He's trying everything he can.
They so smart. They so smart for their own good.
He's like, you might have forgot it's over here, but I know it's over here because I had put it on another little stool. And I had turned my back, and I heard him over there. Oh, Lord, he done got one hold of them, one of them rib-tip gristles, girl, and I was so scared he's going to get sick. Girl, he chewed that thing up. I guess he's going to give me some more. You should see him in this bag like an Indian. Like, I'm going to give me some of them rib-tips. I'm going to jump over here. He can jump really high, but I think he know he's going to lose his balance and fall. Did you give me 736-11795?
Yes, ma'am. We got Cheryl Kate's on it.
736-11-795. Why in the world I can't pull it up? One moment. I think it's coming now. Girl, that's my little buddy.
They like a... Like a child, I don't even like kids. I don't have no kids. I just wanted the dog. I did not. If I could have two of them, I'd dress them up like, girl.
That's my baby. He got more coats. We live in Illinois. He got more coats. My husband's on. His coats look better than mine.
That's how my brother and his wife is with the dog. She like real. She take care of him like she his baby. And he get jealous. She like, he always say,
I'm jealous. My son's jealous.
She take care of the dog better than she take care of me. I said, Lord.
My son and my husband jealous. Because I don't even buy dog food. I make his food. I make it.
You make it for sure. That's better because you don't know how many.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
It's better and it's cheaper too.
Exactly.
I buy ground chicken or ground turkey. I put spinach, carrots, and peas in it.
I seen other people do it. They said it's cheaper that way, and it's better for them.
And it's better.
Do you put an egg in their food as well?
You know what? I'm going to put, I have it, because I sometimes on Sundays when I make Sunday breakfast for us, I'll just scramble him a little egg on the side. But I'm going to add some egg to his ground chicken. I'm going to just do a little bit just to see if he likes it. I know he likes scrambled eggs, but I don't know. He probably should like it inside the ground turkey. Mm-hmm. I put sweet potatoes in it, spinach, and I make up a little batch of it and stuff. And because I was changing dog foods all the time. One minute he'll eat it, and this is when he wasn't. And I was buying that Race
right.
Array and blue, and I felt hot. So,
it is, and then they still don't like it.
And then he was like, you could tell he was just eating it like, I'm hungry. My husband, he said, leave it down there long enough, he'll eat. I said, I want him to eat because he's hungry. I want him to eat like you enjoy your food. You don't just eat no anything. People,
right.
When you're not really pet lovers, people think you being extra. No, this animal is just like a kid. They didn't ask to be brought here.
Right. And you know, another thing I do, I get mad when I see little helpless animals on the street. And I'd be like,
oh my God.
Y'all got these, y'all bought the dogs and then knew you wasn't going to take care of me. And then you didn't.
Yeah.
I cry even if I run over a squirrel, so I know I'm going
to
cry.
Girl, me and you, girl, oh my God. I be about to tear my car up trying not to hit the squirrel.
Right.
Like playing in the middle of the street. I'll
like a Guy Co commercial.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to cause no harm to none but a bee. Girl, I'm scared of bees.
Or a snake.
Or snake. Everything else, I don't even want to hit the old ugly possum.
Right.
I mean, the raccoon. I don't even want to hit them. But
them right there, they run in the middle of the street like you're supposed to stop for them. I ran that one right there. I ran the possum over. And you should have seen how he jumped up after he got hit by the car. But that was not my fault because he was just running in the street like he wanted to play dodgeball with the
car. Well, he got missed that time. You knocked the mess out of him. I guess he won't do it no more.
Right, because he didn't even play possum. He walked right on. He got right on back up.
With his fat, juicy, ugly self.
Ain't they ugly?
Oh, my God. They're so ugly. I guess they're here on Earth for some reason. Okay, I got her up now. Miss Cheryl Gates.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we need?
So the tech was not able to install the microwave because he was not able to uninstall the old microwave. The old microwave has a strip bolt that he's not able to remove.
Without damaging the customer's home.
Mm-hmm.
So they can say we tore up something and they can get some free work done.
Right. Next thing you know, they'll be calling one of the damage claim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So take it down and then we'll come back and put the other one up.
Right.
Give me one moment. I'm going to get your breeze code and call them so they can give me a confirmation of what happened, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
Okay, girl, this is the craziest thing. So I call a number. Do you all have the number 614-226-0266?
Yes, ma'am.
So when I call, they all did three times because I might be a little dyslexic sometimes with transpose of numbers. This lady comes on, the greatest gift that anyone, I'm like, she goes into this big talk. So I don't even know if this is the lady's phone, the right number or what. And she don't let me leave a message. It's like she's giving a sermon.
Yeah, that's the number we have. The 614-226-0666.
Hold on, I'm gonna give you your breeze code and I'm gonna try again. I'm just gonna note the order. Customer unreachable lady on an, I don't know if it's an advertisement or what it is, but it's kind of, why would you leave that on your phone?
Right. So want nobody to leave you a voicemail.
Oh, but she, well, guess what? It's gonna definitely work for me because I'm not gonna hear all of that and tell you something about yourself. Mm-mm. You do that on another line. People talk to you about business. Lisa gonna do just that. Hang up. Okay, here's your breeze code. 279.
Okay.
173-921. And customer needs to do modifications before install can be completed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day,
nice Lisa. Talking to you. You too, honey.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness.